Hey there, beautiful souls. Laura Bennett here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this wild ride called life, especially when you've got that glorious ADHD brain buzzing away. Now, I know a lot of us out there struggle with impulsivity, ever feel like you're on autopilot, just reacting instead of responding. You know that feeling when you say yes before thinking about what you actually have time for? Yeah, me too. But guess what? We can totally hack this. Today's episode is all about taming the impulsive beast and turning it into a superpower. First things first, let's talk about why understanding impulsivity is so crucial. It's not just about saying no more often, although that's definitely helpful sometimes. It's about making choices aligned with our values, goals, and long-term happiness. Imagine yourself as the conductor of your own life orchestra. Impulsivity can be like a rogue trumpet player going off script, disrupting the whole beautiful melody. But when we learn to channel that energy consciously, it becomes a powerful force for creativity and action. Okay, so how do we actually make this happen? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you become the maestro of your own life. 1. Awareness is your superpower. The first step is recognizing those impulsive urges before they take over. It's like having a little inner alarm bell that goes off when you're about to jump into something without thinking it through. Practice mindfulness, pay attention to your thoughts, feelings, and physical sensations. You might notice a racing heart or clenched fist when impulsivity hits. This awareness is the key to taking back control. 2. Delay gratification. This one's tough, but oh so worth it. When that impulsive urge strikes, try practicing delayed gratification. Think of it like a mental timeout. Take a few deep breaths, count to 10, or engage in a calming activity. This gives your prefrontal cortex, the thinking part of your brain, a chance to catch up and make a more considered decision. Remember, Rome wasn't built in a day, and neither are our best choices. 3. Reframe your thoughts. Ever notice how our thoughts can spiral into negativity? When impulsivity kicks in, try rephrasing those thoughts in a more positive and empowering way. Instead of "I have to do this now," try "I can choose to respond thoughtfully." Or instead of "this is too hard," say "this is a challenge I can overcome with a little planning." 4. Create structure and routine. Our ADHD brains thrive on routine and predictability. It's like having a roadmap for our days, helping us avoid those impulsive detours. Establish regular sleep-wake cycles, mealtimes, and work/study blocks. Even small routines can make a huge difference. 5. Seek support and celebrate wins. You don't have to go through this alone. Connect with friends, family, or a therapist who understands ADHD. Sharing your experiences and challenges can be incredibly validating and empowering. And remember to celebrate those small victories every time you resist an impulsive urge. Pat yourself on the back. Think about that time when you impulsively bought something online, only to regret it later. You know, that sweater you swore you needed but now just sits in your closet gathering dust. Or maybe you said yes to a commitment you didn't have time for, leaving you feeling stressed and overwhelmed. We've all been there. But imagine if you had the tools to navigate those moments differently, to pause before reacting, to weigh your options carefully, and to make choices that truly align with your values and goals. That's the power of understanding impulsivity in the context of ADHD. It's not about suppressing your energy or becoming someone you're not. It's about harnessing that incredible drive and creativity, channeling it into action that feels purposeful and meaningful. So remember, beautiful souls, awareness is key, delayed gratification is a superpower, and support is essential. By implementing these strategies, you can transform impulsivity from a roadblock into a springboard for success and fulfillment. You've got this. Now, I want to hear from you. Share your own experiences with impulsivity in the comments below. What strategies have worked for you? And what are some of your biggest challenges when it comes to making mindful decisions? Let's keep this conversation going and build a supportive community together. Remember, we're all in this together, navigating the beautiful mess of life one day at a time. And as always, thanks for tuning in. Don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss out on future episodes filled with inspiration, practical tips, and a whole lot of real-life wisdom. Until next time, keep shining your bright light.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.